Hi everyone, Sainmain here. This video is brought to you by the one, the only, Miss Fat Cat. She's got a lot to say, so let me sum up her words and then share my thoughts. She says she isn't about meeting men online, more about in person, and she met her husband face to face for the first time at an event. She was attracted to him but thought he was too good to be true, so she barely spoke with him. There's a lot of that going around with women not talking to chance. They knew to stay in their lanes back about 15 to 20 years ago. Today they won't, and most women feel entitled to the best men out there. But Fat Cat got together with a dream man and she got a tall and attractive dude. But she didn't need a rich guy because she already had her own money. She was the one that eventually asked them to move in with her, and she enjoys planning their dates out together. I spoke about maintaining frame to her in my last video that I made, and I mentioned that it's important that a woman respects a man and his decisions enough to lead. Dr. Ryan Terriban over at Psychac says that out of all the thousands of couples he's ever met, only a handful of their relationships he'd actually want to be in. In those, the man maintained frame and power all the way through. Sounds like Dr. Terriban won't be getting married, and that he'll be going his own way. As for Ms. Fat Cat, she asks, what if she followed her man's decisions and frame, and he led her towards certain disaster? The way someone might steer the Titanic directly into an iceberg. She mentioned that she thought her partner was a full-fledged captain, that he's got good insights, or so she thought. But one of my last videos gave her some new insights, that he's lovesick and acts like a fool in love. I told her that he's wearing a pair of love goggles and that a man in that state of love doesn't see the truth about the women that are right there in front of him. My ex told me years ago about the love goggles and that I was wearing them, and it took me a really long time to realize I was doing that. Now Fat Cat sees the same issue in her husband and she can't unsee it, that he's wearing rose-colored love goggles and it's shattered her reality. Looks like I successfully red-pilled Fat Cat about one aspect of male nature. For me, sex only makes up about 20% of my cravings for being in relationships, but the other 80% is love. That's dangerous, because I fall so deeply in love that all I can focus on is that love and I become useless otherwise, the way her partners become. It impairs my judgment and drops my IQ, and 10 years ago my audience on YouTube saw that effect. So her husband is now compromised, and he'll make choices that are a danger to her and her family, because he's acting out irrationally because he's in love. She wonders how a man is supposed to hold frame in this particular scenario. Ironically, he still holds her respect and admiration because she can appreciate his willingness to self-sacrifice. However, she says this realization about how deeply he loves her won't fly with her. She says he is of no use to me, dead or gone. She wants my take on how he can stop acting like a love fool and regain control and wants my take on this. She can appreciate that he's a disposable plow horse, but is simultaneously annoyed by it. I've been thinking about this recently with the idea of trying another experiment where I date and try to maintain frame. No cohabitation and no marriage. The specific literature says that as testosterone levels rise, so does IQ. I've looked at guys like Richard Cooper, Rollo Tomasi, Legion of Men, and Andrew Tate, and realized that they're all jacked up while still maintaining frame. I've been getting back into working out and noticed that my IQ has improved probably due to better blood flow and testosterone levels. Besides, higher testosterone levels increase a man's IQ, they also are more likely to make him less agreeable and more likely to stand up for himself, hence more likely to take charge. I'll let everyone know if I decide to date again, and see if I can jack my testosterone as high as possible to avoid falling in love as deeply. I also have a backup plan if things get bad. A woman disrupting my peace will literally cause me anxiety and stress, which then ends up flaring my reflux and psoriasis and makes my life a living hell. It doesn't matter if I'm wearing love goggles, the pain overrides everything. Whenever I'm in pain, I'm angry and disagreeable even more and will tell people to F off. Fat Cat, tell your husband to go work out and get his testosterone levels checked out. Men in the past built and maintained farms and cities for at least 8 to 10 hours a day, doing manual labor. Men were beasts of burden, yes, but the elevated levels of testosterone meant that they weren't as big of pushovers and maybe even less in love. I look around at me today and I see soft men everywhere, weak and feminized, and it's only getting worse year by year. So they have no way to maintain frame and masculine energy looking and acting like soy boys. This could be the missing piece to the puzzle. My diet also ends up elevating my IQ because I eat things like eggs, leafy greens, fatty fish like salmon, and those also end up boosting testosterone levels. All stuff I eat on a daily basis. Fat Cat, maybe you can also get him to do some high-intensity exercises. When you do those, your testosterone levels get elevated for up to 48 hours. but you have to keep on doing them. I think the current war on men is the war on men maintaining frame, because it's all about getting us to eat unhealthy things, live a sedentary lifestyle, and thus it lowers our testosterone scores massively, since the 1950s, with the Green Industrial Revolution and television. I think that having higher testosterone levels might be a sort of protection from the love goggles, because it makes you moody and aggressive, not as calm and loving. Nature, after all, drops a man's testosterone 15 to 20% when that man is in a relationship. It does that to mellow him out so he doesn't hurt the mother and the kids, but it also makes him fatter and weaker, kind of like the way that salmon breaks its own body to lay its eggs. We are disposable when it comes to reproduction. I also wonder if there's a correlation with the destruction of the black family and the rise of violence of young black men in the past few decades. Maybe black guys just know instinctively that if they stick around and raise their kids that their testosterone levels would fall. I'd like to see if there's any changes in the black violent crime rate per capita since the 1970s, when welfare started. It also makes sense for the states and the elites to lower men's testosterone so that it limits the competition from high IQ men out there. If a guy's testosterone level drops, that he's smart enough to go to work and be productive as a tax serf for the state. But if he becomes super smart, then he might start a successful business, or if he's single and has high testosterone and not married, then he's potentially earning way more money than his married counterpart, and investing in the very same assets that the wealthy want for themselves. Those are the sorts of silly things that I think about on the average Sunday afternoon. Fat can also be careful what you wish for. If your husband no longer wears the love goggles for you, he might see the flaws in your relationship, and that might lead to its eventual breakup, and I don't want to be the one responsible for that. Dr. Terriban always says that the most destabilizing thing for a relationship is not when one spouse suffers from a job loss or illness, but when one spouse improves their life dramatically by losing weight or earning millions of dollars. Suddenly they start looking at their less accomplished spouse and think to themselves, I can do a lot better. Another thing about maintaining frame as a man is that you slowly over time fit into a woman's frame as yours dissolves. At first you might have been the one making decisions about where to go on dates and have dinner. Then slowly over time you give your female partner the power to make those decisions without even realizing it. Men either lose frame slowly over time or give it up to a woman from the beginning. It's great that you want your husband to stop being a lovesick fool and become more of a pirate with a penis, but be careful about improving him too much. Remember that I left a 10-year relationship because I worked on myself and figured out what I wanted in life, and my partner seemed stuck. And yet she was the one that demanded I go to therapy and fix myself. Funny how she didn't think that there was anything wrong with herself, even though she was hiding her issues from me. Just be careful not to drift apart. Maybe both of you could start working out too. You've already improved your diet, maybe help him with the same. I don't know what else I can say at this point. I think the smart thing to do is to find the men in the manosphere that maintain frame and emulate them. But the problem is that most of them also have narcissistic tendencies and make everything about themselves. Also, how do we know that these men aren't lying about their interactions with the so-called women in their lives? That they aren't just pretending to maintain frame on camera, but when they go home, their wives walk all over them? I just know that when I couldn't maintain frame with women in my past, they lost respect for me, and that's the equivalent of a man no longer loving a woman, and she feels that loss. There are a lot of grifters that hide behind big words, but their inner world is in absolute chaos. I couldn't hide a woman in my life and keep on making my content, even if I tried. Which I did, and it was a spectacular failure. Partially because being in a relationship was time-consuming, and I couldn't think through my content before creating it. But also because the moment I get emotionally entangled with the women, I start simping for all women. I start acting like a male feminist, but the difference is that I have a girlfriend unlike the male feminists out there that usually don't. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that Fat Cat is way more likely to respect and smash her husband if he puts more muscles on than a gorilla. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men without enough testosterone to maintain frame away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.